content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the February issue of Scout Life. And we're going to begin on page 7. Ask the gear guy, what's better, mittens or gloves? From William in New York, New York. Answer, well, that's up to your preference and the activity planned. Gloves allow for more dexterity. Mittens tend to be warmer by keeping your fingers together. A more important question, does it fit? Because that's key to staying warm. Too big and the insulation won't be effective. Too small and your skin might be exposed at your wrists. Sizing varies slightly based on the insulation, but basic measuring is the same. To find your size, measure the circumference and length of your hand. Flatten your hand and measure around your knuckles, excluding your thumb, to find the circumference. Measure from the base of your palm to the end of your middle finger for your length. Check the manufacturer's size chart using these two measurements. Quality brands to check out include Columbia, Outdoor Research, Black Diamond, Smart Wool, and Gordini. I recently tested Gordini gloves and mittens. The mittens felt warmer, especially with the drawstring at the base that could be cinched tight to keep snow out. For hiking in the snow, the mittens worked great, but wearing gloves was handier when adjusting a zipper or grabbing my phone to snap a photo. Question, I use my pocket knife almost daily, and it gets so dirty. How can I stop that? That's from Nolan, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Answer, unfortunately, there isn't a special treatment to constantly keep everything clean. Instead, set aside a little time after each use to clean your knife. Keeping your blade clean and sharp should maintain their usefulness and safety. After you're done using your knife, wipe off any grime. Use cotton swabs or a toothpick to clear any dirt stuck inside the handle. You can also try a can of compressed air to blow out the dirt. Clean your knife with warm water and a little mild dish soap. You can use a sponge or an old toothbrush to scrub it clean. Don't put your pocket knife in the dishwasher. Open the blade fully and wipe off any moisture. Apply a few drops of a mineral oil or multiple-purpose oil like 3-in-1 to the blade and hinges, and then wipe it off with a clean rag. These steps should prevent rust and keep your knife open and closed more easily. Happy New Year 2022! Here are 10 New Year's goals that can make your time in scouting the best it can be. You might not be able to hike, climb, swim, ski, camp, pedal, and paddle all in the next 12 months, but by resolving to give all of these activities your best shot, either this year or down the road, you'll be making the most of your time in scouting. Number 1. Go on a hike. Then, go on a backpacking trek. Before you embark on an epic multi-day backpacking experience, you'll want to start small. Take a day hike at a local park or even through your own neighborhood and try to notice things you normally wouldn't. The sounds of nature or the sounds of automobiles or the sight of the trash you can clean up along the way. Carry a backpack with you and add more weight each time. When you're an older scout, Sea Scout or Venturer, you can participate in overnight backcountry treks. You'll carry everything you need to survive. Sleeping bag, tent, food, water, bug spray, everything. Number 2, spend the night outdoors. Then spend the night outdoors in a homemade shelter. Never spent the night outdoors before? No problem. The best place to start is your own backyard. You don't have to buy an expensive tent either. Just start with the cheapest one you can find or borrow one from someone in your scout troop. Once they're comfortable with the breeze, the humidity, and the sounds of bugs, older scouts can sleep outdoors without a tent. A lean-to is a homemade shelter that consists of leaning, falling limbs against a rock, overhang, or other object to create a wall. Cover the limb with leaves, and you got your own shelter. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/shelter. Number 3. climb a wall of rock, then climb a mountain. Scouts of all ages can learn rock climbing basics at a man-made facility. Visit one near you with a trusted adult. Older scouts, Sea Scouts, and venturers can climb outdoors at an established climbing site with natural rock formations as long as they have qualified supervision and the proper equipment. There are more than 200 mountains in the continental United States that are taller than 10,000 feet. For most of them, you won't need ropes and helmets to reach the top. It takes only excellent physical fitness and a never-give-up attitude. You can do it. Number 4. Catch a fish, then clean, fillet, and cook it. Fishing is for everyone. Whether you're a 5-year-old lion or a 20-year-old venturer or someone in between, you can find a fun challenge in fishing. First, you have to perfect your cast. It's critical to getting your bait where it needs to be. Then you have to learn the basics, where to look for fish, which lures to use in which conditions, and how to reel in fish. Once you've made a catch, the fun really begins. Cleaning a fish is the process of getting the meat ready to cook. It's crazy messy and also crazy fun. Become a biker, then go on a multi-day cycling trek. Bike riding is more than just a good way to get around. It's also a great way to stay in shape. You need to know how to take care of your bike and how to make quick repairs when needed. And don't go too far without knowing how to fix a flat. Once you're older and more comfortable on your wheels, try a multi-day bike trek. After you learn how to carry all the necessary gear, you'll be able to travel longer distances in a shorter amount of time than you could on foot. Mostly, to make sure you're ready, you'll need to practice, practice, practice. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/bike tips. Number 6. Go snorkeling, then go scuba diving. Snorkeling is a great way to observe underwater life. It requires little equipment. All you need are a snorkel, a mask, and fins. It requires basic skills. You need only be a strong swimmer. And once you get the hang of it, it's actually very relaxing. Just you and the fish floating around, checking stuff out. Older scouts looking to take their aquatic skill to the next level should try scuba diving. Once you earn certification by learning basic dive, safety information, and an overview of the required skills, you'll put on a mask, a snorkel, fins, and a regulator, a dive computer, gauges, tanks, weights, and maybe a sweatsuit, and off you go into the deep blue sea. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/scuba. Number 7. Go to summer camp. Then go to one of BSA's national high adventure bases. If you're a Cub Scout, there's no better way to spend a week of your summer than by going to a day camp. Every camp is different, but you'll get to do all kinds of fun stuff. From shooting bows and arrows to building your own gadgets. Older scouts take it to the next level with summer camp, where you spend a whole week at a BSA campground and work on merit badges and participate in scout activities such as sailing and mountain boarding. For older scouts, the BSA's high adventure bases are where it's at. There are 4, and they're all awesome in their own ways. Some units send troops to a different base each summer. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/high adventure. Number 8. Experience a Class 2 rapid, then a Class 4. The American Whitewater Organization created the International Scale of River Difficulty so rafters, canoers, and kayakers know what they're getting into. Scouts who are too old to be Cub Scouts but still younger than 13 can paddle watercraft on Class 1 or 2 rapids. This is still tons of fun. We're talking rapids plenty strong enough to push you down the river faster than you could paddle on your own. Older scouts, age 13, who have completed 8th grade or 14 and older, Sea Scouts and Venturers can tackle rapids class 3 or 4. We're talking intense, powerful rapids with big drops and big waves. Helmets required. Number 9. Try snow sports, then spend the night in an igloo. There's no reason to fear the cold, whether it's 50 or 20 degrees in the winter where you live. Scouting doesn't stop in December, January, and February. The key is to be prepared. Don't wear cotton. It won't keep you warm if you get wet. Do dress in layers. That way you can remove or add them as needed. If there's enough snow, you can build an igloo. There's a reason people have been using igloos as snow shelters for hundreds of years. They work. We know it sounds weird, but a scout can sleep comfortably in freezing weather if they do so inside a small building made of ice. Learn more at go.scoutlife.org/igloo. And number 10, rank up. Then earn the rank of Eagle Scout, or the Summit Award, or the rank of Quartermaster. The highest rank in Cub Scouting is Arrow of Light. It's such a big deal that you're allowed to wear your Arrow of Light emblem on your scout uniform long after you're too old for Cub Scouting. The Summit Award is the highest award in venturing, and Quartermaster is the highest rank in Sea Scouting. Both require you to demonstrate leadership, service, and personal growth. Eagle Scout is not just an award. It's a state of being. Those who earn it as teens continue to earn it every day as adults. That's why, no matter how old you get, you never say, "I was an Eagle Scout." Instead, you always say, "I am an Eagle Scout." 5 things you can do in scouting that you probably didn't know you can do in scouting. Ride in a tethered hot air balloon. Fire off a catapult or trabeket with soft, small objects. Participate in an indoor body flight. Participate in a chalk ball. And fly a drone. How it started. Sean Wright is the GOAT of snowboarding. Chloe Kim just might be the next Sean White. How it's going. In the beginning, there was Sean White. In the early 2000s, the sport of snowboarding was steadily rising in popularity. Leading the way was White, with his long red hair and his multiple X Games gold medals. A few years later, at age 19, White won gold in the Winter Olympics, where snowboarding had been an official sport for only a few years. 4 years later, he won another, then won more gold. Now, 35, White is still competing. His hair is a lot shorter, but he's still long on talent. White is largely considered the greatest snowboarder of all time. GOAT, get it? Only now, there is another. Her name is Chloe Kim, and she might be the next Sean White. Kim made history at the 2018 Winter Olympics in South Korea when at age 17 she became the youngest woman ever to win a gold medal in snowboarding. She had already won multiple X Games championships and would win another title at the International Ski Federation Snowboarding World Championships the very next year. Now, 21, Kim's resume looks very similar to what White's looked like at a similar age. Both are looking to leave their marks yet again in February at the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, China. Going mainstream. Although snowboarding was developed in the United States in the 1960s, it was mostly considered an alternative or extreme sport for many years. Lots of the most popular ski resorts wouldn't even allow snowboarding. Now there are only 3 ski areas in all of North America that still do not allow snowboarding. But when the Winter X Games, an annual extreme sports event, debuted in 1997, athletes like Jimmy Halepoff and Barrett Christie thrilled the nation with their huge jumps and awe-inspiring tricks. As the sport's popularity began to climb, along came Sean White, who earned a medal in every Winter X Games from 2002 to 2013. An avid skateboarder as well, White also earned in 5 medals in the Summer X Games. He was also an avid skateboarder. It was sometime around the 2014 Winter Games when Shaun White first heard of Chloe Kim. Kim, then 13, was too young to compete in the Olympics that year, even though her scores would have been high enough to qualify. She was really destroying the competition at the Winter X Games, just as White had done years earlier. She went on to dominate the 2016 Winter Youth Olympics before her breakout performance in the 2018 Winter Games. Finally, to 2022. After missing out on a medal in 2014, White would bounce back to win gold in 2018 alongside Kim. After taking a year off for schoolwork, Kim returned to snowboarding competition in January 2021. She picked up right where she left off, earning her 6th X Games gold medal. A few months after that, White was named to the official United States snowboard team for the 2021-22 season. He had considered competing in the skateboarding event in the 2020 Tokyo Summer Games, actually held in 2021 due to the coronavirus pandemic, but ultimately decided he wanted to focus only on snowboarding. Both Kim and White seemed set to enter the 2022 Games rested and ready. For sure, this time, the whole world will be watching. President's Day. President's Day originally celebrated the birthday of our first president, George Washington. It now honors all United States presidents. It is always observed on the third Monday of February. Happy birthday. The holiday's official name still is Washington's birthday. President Day became a national holiday in 1985. Joe Biden is the 45th person to serve as United States president, but Grover Cleveland was president 2 different times. That's why Biden is called the 46th president. Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th. Some people celebrate by eating cherry pie. This is because of the story of George Washington chopping down a cherry tree. Question, why did George Washington have trouble sleeping? Answer, because he could not lie. William Henry Harrison was president for the shortest amount of time, 32 days. The youngest president was Theodore Roosevelt. He was 42 when he took office. Joe Biden is the oldest, taking office at age 78. James Garfield was the first left-handed president. Some presidents had very interesting pets. Calvin Coolidge had a pet wallaby, and Woodrow Wilson had a pet sheep. Find out what pets other presidents had at go.scoutlife.org/pets. Can you guess? Franklin D. Roosevelt is the only president who served longer than 8 years. He was elected 4 times in office for 12 years. The tallest president was Abraham Lincoln at 6 feet 4 inches. The shortest was James Madison at 5 feet 4 inches. Favorite downtime activity at camp? Whittling or carving, 29%. Reading, 26%. Card game, 16%. Napping, 12%. Drawing or painting, 9%. Chess or checkers, 8%. We asked, you answered. Here are the results of one of our online readers' polls. Let us know your favorites at go.scoutlive.org/polls. How to make it. Rube Goldberg machine. A Rube Goldberg machine is any complex contraption that uses a chain reaction to perform a simple task. Step 1. Start at the end. Identify the simple task you want to achieve. You could turn off a light, open a door, pour a bowl of cereal, turn off an alarm clock, hammer a nail, or pop a balloon. Be creative and unique. Step 2. Make a plan. Brainstorm a series of actions that will complete your task. Make a pin, pop a balloon, send a toy car down a ramp, make dominoes fall, draw a blueprint, plan for what you expect to happen. The most important action will be the first step. That's what starts the entire machine. Make sure your machine starts with a bang. Step 3, gather your materials. You can use almost anything to create your Rube Goldberg machine. Here are some ideas: dominoes, fans, PVC pipe, magnets, duct tape, marbles, cups or bowls, miniature toy cars, paper towel, tubes, string. Step 4, build and test as you create your machine, follow your blueprint, and place your materials where you think they need to be. Practice makes perfect. So don't expect your Rube Goldberg machine to work perfectly the first time you try it. There will be plenty of trial and error, and that's okay. Adjust your materials and keep at it. Earn the Engineering Merit Badge. Your Rube Goldberg machine could help you earn an Engineering Merit Badge, for which you'll use common materials to create levers and inclined planes. For more fun projects at go.scoutlife.org/how-to. And check out the videos of 10 working Rube Goldberg machines at go.scoutlife.org/machines. Be a good sport. Fitness first. Good sportsmanship is as much a part of sports and games as fitness and skills. Here's how to be a better sport. Face it, sometimes you lose. Learn to do it gracefully and with a good attitude. Also, win gracefully. It's not cool to rub it in another player's face. Congratulate the winner. Even if you don't feel like it, say good game with a smile. Say it when you win, too. Keep your cool. Arguing disrespects the other players, officials, and coaches. Play fairly and follow the rules. Religious emblems. The Sikh faith. For their religious emblems, Sikh scouts learn starting from the very basic foundational principles. Sikh articles of faith, history, and the inspirational lives of their gurus, divine teachers. Sikh Cub Scouts in first through third grades can earn the Nirabo emblem. Cubs learn about the basic concepts of Sikh faith. Cub Scouts in fourth and fifth grades can earn their Nirvair emblem. They learn about the overview of the Sikh faith. Sikh Scouts 6th through 8th grades can earn their Gyan Garg emblem. These scouts learn more detailed concepts and examples from the guru's lives. And venturers and older scouts, 9th grade to college, can earn their Khalsa emblem. Scouts learn about the inspiring lives of the 10 gurus. For more information, contact your local council or visit go.scoutlife.org/religious awards. What's up on scoutlife.org? It's Pinewood Derby season. Visit go.scoutlife.org/derby to get ready for the big race. Scientifically proven tips to make your car go fast. Hundreds of Pinewood Derby car photos. Upload yours. Free design templates and ideas. Racing, jokes, games, and quizzes, and more. Take a star tour. Trace your way through the constellations in the winter sky at go.scoutlife.org/sky-tour. Which Winter Olympic event are you? Answer 10 questions at go.scoutlife.org/Olly quiz to find out which sport matches your personality. Captions made us. Gonna need a bigger plane? Submitted by Daryl S. My trunk is packed and I am ready to go. That's from Trey F. How is it not how Dumbo did it? That's from Tony M. You folks still have those free peanuts? That's from Patrick P. Jumbo jet? I thought this was a Dumbo jet. That's from Russell M. You can't carry that on board. Your trunk has to be checked. Baggage. That's from Gary W. Is this the plane to Africa? Epicness. I hope he doesn't sit behind me, the boss. I think it's time to address the elephant in the room, plane. Girls for scouting. Don't put me in a carrier. Spaceman 902. Write your caption at go.scoutlife.org/funny-captions. Now let's go to Think and Grin. Marissa, what do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire? Bobby, what? Marissa, frostbite. That from Marissa R. in New York, New York. Ben, what did the toast say to the butter on Valentine's Day? Chris, I'm stumped. Ben, you're my butter half. That's from Ben G. in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Harry, what dairy hurts you the most? George, I'm stumped. Harry, sharp cheddar. That's from Harry B. in Williamsburg, Virginia. Tom Swifty, I like your bells. Tom Giant, that's from Evie, Pee-wee Valley, Kentucky. Tom Swifty, I thought there were 50 cookies in this jar. Tom recounted. That's from Rhea T. in Short Hills, New Jersey. Gus, how many days does it take for a scout to screw in a light bulb? Marty, I don't know. Gus, a lot, because they only do one good turn a day. That's from Stella P. in Holman, Wisconsin. Warped Wiseman wonders, if the world is a stage, then where does the audience sit? That's from William B. in Colonelsville, North Carolina. Matthew, where do cows stay when they're on vacation? Jack, I don't know. Matthew, at a motel. That's from Matthew A. in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Augustine, knock, knock. Ambrose, who's there? Augustine, cargo. Ambrose, cargo who? Augustine, no cargo. Beep, beep. That's from Augustine T. in Bellevue, Nebraska. Jason, what kind of plant do you need to bake a cake? Nick, I'm not sure. Jason, a flower. That's from Jason S. in Mason, Ohio. Tom Swifty, I'm really good at protecting things. Tom said defensively. That's from Hayden B. in St. Louis, Missouri. Benjamin, knock, knock. Josh, who's there? Benjamin, dishes. Josh, dishes who? Benjamin, dishes a very bad joke. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.